Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Chaf Hei Min Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom line of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Ha'imer Yivarecha Toivim, a person says that Hashem, the good one, should bless you, not the Rishayim, Hareze Derech Derech Aminos. Al Kansipur Yagiu Rechamecha, if a person says, Hashem, you have mercy on the birds, you should have mercy on us as well. Or he says, Val Toiv Yizachir Shemecha, Hashem, you should be remembered for the good things that you do. Or he says, Maidim, Maidim, he repeats himself when he says, Maidim. In all these cases, Meshatkin Oisoi, we'll see in the Gemara the reason. Hamechaneh ba'arayos, of a person, he says that the psukim that are discussed, the Isser of Gili Arayos is Lavdafka, it's talking about something else. The Gemara will explain what. So in such a case, Meshatkin Oisoi, we silence him. And similarly, Ha'imer Mizaracha Lisitin Lahavr LaMailech, the pasuk which describes the Isser to get a person to give his child as a human sacrifice to Avodah Zarah, and he says that it's Lav Dafka, what it really means is Lisitin La'ibara Barim Yusa, not to impregnate a non-Jewish woman. We'll see more exactly about what he says when we get to the Gemara. So then Mishatkin Oisei Ben Azifa, then we silence him with a yelling. So now says the Gemara, that Bisham Maidim Maidim, that's problematic, and we silence him. The Mechzik Ishtei Rishuyais. He's giving off the impression as if Kilu Chas Hashalom, there's two Rishuyais. Val Toiv Yizachir Shemecha Nami. I also understand why that's problematic. The Mashma Al Toiv In Val Raloi. He's Mashma that Hashem, we only thank Hashem for the good and not for the bad, and that's not true. Tanan Chayiv Adam Mavarech Al Ra, Kishem Shem Mavarech Al Toivo. That a person is supposed to bless Hashem for the bad just like he blesses Hashem for the good. But if a person gets up there and he says, Hashem, you have mercy on the birds, have mercy on us as well, my taima, what's the problem? Why can't he say such a tefillah? That Hashem, you gave us the mitzvah of shluach hakan, you have such mercy on the birds, you should have mercy on us as well. It sounds like a nice tefillah. Says the Gemara, pligi b'tream ayroi b'marava. It was machlekes amarayim in Eretz Yisrael, what the reason for the problem with this tefillah is. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida, they had a machlekes about it. Chad Amar, one of them says because you're going to make the other animals jealous because we don't have a mitzvah that's like Shiluach HaKan by other animals. You're making it as if you understand the reason for mitzvahs, and that the reason for this mitzvah is because Hashem has so much compassion. When really that's not the reason. The reason for the mitzvahs is just it's Xeris HaKasav. We don't understand anything. It's all just Xeris Hashem, and we do the mitzvahs because that's what Hashem says, not because we have any sort of understanding as to the reasons for the mitzvahs. So that's why you're not supposed to say this tefillah. Says the Gemara that Ahud Nachas Kamei the Rabbo and Amar, and he said this tefillah. He said, "Ata chasta al kansipur, ata chus verachim aleinu. You have so much mercy on the birds, you should have mercy on us as well." And Amar Rabbi commented on this chazan who said this tefillah that Kamei yada haimer rabbanon l'artzuyei lamare. That wow, look, this Rav really knows how to appease his master. Amar le Abaye, so Abaye said to his Rabbi, he said to Rabbo, that how could you be praising him for this? But the Mishnah says that we silence him for saying such a tefillah. So says the Gemara, for Rabbi l'chadudei l'abayu deba, the Rabbi was just testing Abaye. He wanted to see if he knew the Mishnah, if he would speak up. And Abaye passed the test, but really Rabbi was just testing Abaye. Avad that this is not a proper tefillah. Ha'ud enachas kamed Rabbi Chanina. There was a chazan who went in front of Rabbi Chanina, and Amar, he said, Akel agadol agibor v'anayra ha'adir v'chazuk v'amitz. He started adding in all these different praises to Hashem. So Amar lay, so Rabbi Chanina said to the chazan, siyamtinu l'shivchei demarach. He said to him sarcastically, he said, have you finished all the praises of your master? That's it? That's the end of the list? Meaning what he was saying is was like this, that hashta hani tlasa, if these three even, hagadol hagibur v'anayra, ilav dekasunu Moshe b'araisa, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Torah, va'asuk nesas hagadol v'sekninu, and the anshe knesas hagadol went, and they were misakin it, that should be a nusach tefillah for all of Klal Yisrael, anon la'arminanlu, we would never say such praises, because it's a dangerous place to go into. Once you start praising Hashem, so then how are you ever, and where are you ever going to stop? V'ad amr kuli hai, and you're adding in all these different tefillahs, you're adding in all these different shvachim, you're not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Chanina said to him, Mashal Adam, it's comparable to a person, Shahilo Aleph Alfe Alafim Dinrei Zav, he had tremendous amounts of gold and dinarim, Vahayu Mikalsan Aisai Dinrei Kasaf, and they were praising him that he has so much silver. Loi Ganai Hulai, isn't that a Ganai? So too, Hashem, even if you say all these different praises, which to you might sound very nice, but to Hashem, who's Ein Saif, so then these praises are nothing. You can't just make up your own, you can't add your own, because then there's no way to ever stop. So we only say the ones that Anshe Knesset HaGadol were Misakein, and they were were misakin those because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote those in the Torah. Am Rabbi Chanina, Hakol b'idei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. Everything is b'yad Hashem. Hashem controls what's going to be with our life. Tall, short, rich, poor, smart, not smart, everything. Chutz mi'ir shamayim. How much yir shamayim we're going to have, that's in our control. Shanem, as the Pasuk says, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Va'ata Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha shayil mi'imcha kiyim li'ira. What does Hashem ask from you? There's only one thing He asks from you. To have yira, that's the only thing that's in your control and that He asks from you to do. Now, Agav, the Gemara just has a kasha that it's mechlad the yira milsa zutrasihi. It's mashma from Moshe Rabbeinu's words that milsa is something which is like easy. It's something which is small. What does Hashem ask for you already? Just yira, something that's small. So says the Gemara in the Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu milsa zutrasihi. Yeah, by Moshe Rabbeinu, this was actually something that was considered small. Yira shemayim to Moshe Rabbeinu was not very difficult. And says the Gemara, Mashal Adam Shemavakshin Emenu Kli Gadol, could be comparable to a person, they ask him to borrow a big Kli, but V'yeshli, he has it. If he has the Kli, so then it's Daima Lavka Kli Katan. It's like borrowing a small Kli. As long as he has it, who cares? However, Katan V'einlai, if he gets asked to borrow a small Kli from him, and he doesn't have it, so then Daima Lavka Kli Gadol. It's like the largest Kli. It's not about whether or not it's Be'etzem big or small, it's about whether or not you have it. To Moshe Rabbeinu, who had Yir Shemayim, so Yira was something that was considered like small. Reb Zera says, Reb Zera, ha'imer shema shema ka'imer ma'idem ma'idem. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person says ma'idem ma'idem mishakin isai, says Reb Zera, the same halacha applies to a person who repeats the words of Kriya Shema and he says Shema two times. Meisve asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, ha'kariya shema u'kaifla ha'reizim meguna. It says that if a person repeats Kriya Shema, doesn't say we quiet him, all we do is we say that it's something that's not nice, it's something that's meguna, it's disgusting. Meguna u'dahave, it's something that's disgusting. Thing, but Shatuke loy mishat kinolay. We don't silence him. So how could Reb Zera say that Shema Shema is like Maidim Maidim? So says the Gemara like Asher. Had the Amar Milsa Milsa Vitanila. The Braisa which says it's Maguna, that's if he says word by word, each word, and then he repeats it. He says Shema, and again, right away is Shema. So that's Maguna, but that we're not Mishat Kinan Isai. And Had the Amar Psuka Psuka Vitanila. Reb Zera was talking about a person who repeats the whole Pasuk again. That's already his Mechsik Ishtei Rishuyais. That's a problem. Amar Leira Papa Lurava, Bedumma Meikar Lekivein Daite, Vahashta Kivein Daite. Why is it so bad to repeat words? What do you mean? Maybe he just wasn't, he didn't have Kavana the first time around. So that's why he's repeating it. So Amar Leirava says back to Rav Papa, Chavrusa Kape Shmaya, Hashem's your friend, you could just not have Kavana? Iloi Mechavin Daite, if he's not having Kavana, Mechainale Be'arzafta Denapcha. So he should be hit with a hammer of a blacksmith. Adam Mechavin Daite, until he has Kavana. That's not an excuse. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person gives a different pshat for what the Torah means when it says that you're not allowed to be megala erva of different relatives, so we silence him. What does he say? Tanner of Yosef, klein aviv uklein imai. He says that gili arayis means to be megala disgraceful things about your father or disgraceful things about your mother or the other relatives. So such a thing, he loved Afka's the Torah, and he says it's referring to this, so we silence him. Ha'imer mizarachal etitin lahavir. He loved Afka's the pasuk describing a person giving his son as a human sacrifice to Avodah Zarah. Tan Rabbi Yishmael, Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, that what does he say? He says that the pasuk's referring to Yisrael Abal Akusis, a Yisrael who lives with the Goya, V'haylin mimenu ben Avodah Zarah, and they have a child together, and he raises him, Avodah Zarah, Akasim Medaber, that's what the pasuk is talking about. So in all these cases, we're mishatkin, I say, we silence him for making it that kilu the Torah is lav dafka.